AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Oregon is fighting to keep federalized forces from being sent to address protests outside of an ICE facility. France's new Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu has resigned less than 24 hours after naming his government. And after less than a month in office, French President Emmanuel Macron's opponents immediately tried to capitalize on the resignation, with a far-right national rally calling on him to either call for new snap elections or resign. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Israeli and Hamas officials are meeting in an Egyptian resort today for indirect negotiations on a U.S. peace plan for Gaza.
Explosions and clouds of smoke were seen across the Gaza Strip on Monday as Israel continues to pound the embattled enclave. The talks in Sharm el-Sheikh will focus on the first stage of a ceasefire, including the partial withdrawal of Israeli forces, as well as the release of hostages held by the militants in Gaza, in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli detention, according to a statement from Hamas. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, are also expected to join the talks. Gaza's health ministry said on Sunday the Palestinian death toll in the war is now over 67,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A snowstorm trapped hundreds of hikers on Mount Everest during China's national holiday. Chinese state media reported late Sunday that about 350 hikers had reached a meeting point. While helpers are in contact with another 200, there's been no immediate update on rescue efforts today. This is AP News. Scientists from San Francisco, Seattle, and Japan have won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Here's Thomas Perriman, Secretary General of the Nobel Committee.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2025 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Mary Brankov, Fred Ramstel, and Shimon Sakaguchi.
The scientists are recognized for their work involving the immune system. And tonight we'll get a chance to see the first supermoon of the year. No special equipment is needed, but Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute, tells us what key factor will break it or make it.
Everyone will be able to experience this supermoon event, as long as the sky is clear.
A supermoon happens when a full moon is closer to Earth in its orbit, making it look slightly larger and brighter. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.